Okay, good morning. B'sha'at tova u'mutzlachat. We are now coming on to Daf Kufyud, the last Daf of Masechet Menachot. We're going to start off at the bottom of Kuf Tet Amud Bet. So we saw yesterday the story of Chonyo and the two different opinions, Machloket Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. Interesting, Rabbi Shilo he brought there two versions from Yosefus Flavius. In two different Sfarim of his, where one is Milchamot Hashem and Milchamot Yehudim, and I was in Kadmoniot, in the two different books, where he's got two different versions of Chonyo, of the story of Chonyo, of this thing, and there are also two different versions. So we've got Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, yeah? There's almost like a parallel.
When did it supposed to take place?
Just after, the Chonyo was destroyed a couple of years after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. So it's more the same time as end of Beit Sheni. Right. When the story I'm saying when Chonyo, the Mizbeach, and the question is how many years it stood for? Whether it stood for 340 years or 200 and whatever years?
Long.
Yeah, it seemed like it was at least for 200 years. At least for 200 years. Isn't it in Yosefus Flavius? Isn't it one opinion was 340 years, but he says it's a bit exaggerated. But at least about 200 years. But what's interesting to see was that there's two day otia in Chazal of what whether it was L'shem Shamayim or L'shem Avodah Zorah. And you've got almost the same idea in Josephus Flavius. He brings also a different opinion, but he puts it more into historical context with Cleopatra and with Talmai and the whole story of how they got there and what they got there. That doesn't matter.
Makes a good movie.
Yeah. And also like Michael mentioned as we were walking out yesterday, I think that the standouts had it there. It was built on ruins of a previous temple, and Josephus refers to that as well. That they took another temple and rebuilt it. Obviously, it was easier then. You know, once a site's a holy site, so you're just building it. It becomes, everyone agrees it's holy.
Huh? The only planning permission.
The only planning permission, yeah.
We can understand the politics of both saying it was a Vosara and another Bama.
Yeah. So that was our hold up.
Which
that,
just doesn't like the other people say that's a
yeah.
Exactly.
But exactly. So that was a story. But the message that came out of the story, the Musar Hiskel that came out of the Daf yesterday, was that Chachamim said, remember we said at the end there, Amar, he said like this, hold on, yeah. Uma Zeshe, yeah, so this is where we ended off yesterday. We ended off here was Sachlok, remember Shula Roget Chonyo, Chonyo Bana Shamizbech. It seemed like it definitely wasn't Alexandria, right?
Heliopolis.
Right, but it was more Heliopolis, which is actually like a suburb of Cairo. But Alexandria, like the Rav said as well, it's like almost like, you know, the Gemara has sort of like keywords. Anyway, you go to Mitzrayim, you talk about Alexandria. So he said Mitzrayim, he said Alexandria. Right, then here, Shemo HaChachamim B'davar Amru, Uma Ze Shebarach Mimenekach, in this last story of Rabbi Yehuda's version, that Chonyo didn't want to be your Kohen Gadol in the first place, right? And look how he became jealous of his brother. HaMevakesh LeRedla, a person who wants the job, Lachad Kameh B'cham, how much he'll be jealous. So that's really the Musar skill. Now the Gemara says like this, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Parchia. I'm now 5 lines from the bottom. Now, I'll be honest with you, I've been looking for this Gemara for years, but I always thought it was Rabban Gamliel. So I could never find it. I've done so many searches under Rabban Gamliel and Kofinoto. Right? But anyhow, so look at Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Parchia. Betchila. Okay, this is a Gemara, this is Masechet Avot. Batchila, kol ha'omer ala la'ani, right? We'll see what ala la'ani means in a second. Okay, ala la'ani, or the Mesudah Shas is the version li ala, kofato v'notno lifnei ha'ari. Now look at Rashi here quickly for a second. Rashi, if you put it right, anybody who says an ala la'ani, but that's you'll see in a second why it's not Ale. You'll see in a second. There are two versions to Rashi here. You're reading now the Nikud, which is taking the second version of Rashi.
Okay.
If you look at the first version of Rashi, you'll see why I'm reading it like that. Okay, Ola la ani, Ola la ani. Look at Rashi. Rashi there says Shebarach b'mena. Is it Rashi Shebarach b'mena?
Let's put the
Ani
attached next
one. Yes, I know. Trust me. Let's just cover a second. Right? Look at the first Rashi there. Shelo ratza. Okay. Kol haomer ola. You see that Rashi's got an ola. They got a vav in it. See that Rashi there? Kol ha'ola. I'm reading the Rashi. There's no dira. It says the dira matchel is Shebarach b'mena. Go down a few lines, Robert. About 6 lines into the narrow line, 7 lines. There's a bet there, Hagot HaBach Bet, right? Mm-hmm. Look at Hagot HaBach Bet. Dira Matchil Kol HaOmer. And then Mesra Shah says, Dira Be'nai Rabbeinu Klonimus Machak Girsazu B'Gmor Vayam B'Tosfot. If you look at Tosfot for a second, I'm allowing ourselves at what time today because we're a very short Amud, so I'm not under too much pressure. We'll finish in time. Look at the Tosfot there. Betchila kol ha'omer ola o mincha. Betchila kolim sheifaresh kol blah blah blah. Then he brings all different versions, and then he tests Tosfot all at the end there. Shayakotu besfarim kumlot tzibur sachin bekitzur rav klonimus. There's a whole shit to change. But look at this first version that Tosfot brings. He says kol ha'omer ola o mincha. Betchila kolim sheafrish kol bano. He says this is an ola. I bring an ola or a mincha before he actually dedicates the animal. Right, va'amar alai ola. See the Rashi there. Va'amar alai ola. O mincha, ani metil alav. Okay, and then there's a bit of a change thing. Ani metil alav kum shel chamin. So if you meant to read kum shel chamin, right? It's a bit Gershon, but not in our daf. On our daf, you got the Rabbi Gershon there. Mm-hmm. How come I didn't see that?
It was just not here on our
daf. It's not on our daf.
Yeah, right at the beginning.
Where?
Right at the beginning.
The Kola, wow! No. I was looking in the wrong place. Oh, yeah, there's a Rebbeinu Gershom. The Kola mitlatem mitchala lavi ola mincha, ani metil lav kum kum shel chamin. Klomar, ayiti, yeah, there's a Rebbeinu Gershom. Brilliant. I call it Rashi, yeah. It's Rashi. But Rashi's got it's better than Rashi, because Rashi's a bit short, right? Ani mitlatem kum kum. Right? Look at Rebbeinu Gershom for a second. Right at the beginning of Rebbeinu Gershom, right? Oto berotchin da asur lidor lechatchila kedei shelo yavoy le takala. Don't make nadarim. Because you might end up be making problems. The Shema Yakrivenu Bebeit Chonyo V'Yanush Karet. Here Rabbeinu Gershom, he ties it into our previous sugya. He says, if you end up making a neder, you might be forced, you might end up bringing that into Chonyo. We saw yesterday, if you bring to Chonyo, you're saying the neder, but you have Karet, right? Ela b'shtika yavi karbonotav lo yenur lechatchila kolim shiakrivam. V'hu adinam eshar korbanot. That's Rabbeinu Gershom. Look at Rashi now, go back to Rashi. Oh, that's beautiful. I missed it yesterday. V'chit yechdalim dor v'chul. Lashon acher. See Rashi there? Lashon acher. Beneath the brackets of the pasuk, v'chit yechdalim dor. So Rashi, so the first version is da meg nadaru. But that seems to be corrected. Rav Klonimus took it out. And now the Gemara's that you're reading are punctuated like the next Rashi. Look at Rashi. Lashon acher. B'tchila kol ha'omer ala ani. I want to go up. Ale, right? There's Matis Ale, right? See, and now look back in the Gemara. Kol Omer Ale La Ani. I will go up to greatness. Kofato Venotno Lefnei Arif. Somebody comes and tells me, become a king, or take on a job, a position of leadership, right? I will put him in front of a lion. Ata, says Rabbi Shimon Parchia. Now that I am the king. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Parchia, you'll see Rashi says he was a Nasi. Look at the end of that Rashi there. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Parchia, Nasi Hayab Masechet Chagiga. See that? He was a Nasi. It's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Parchia. She says, before I became the Nasi, if someone had said to me, you become the Nasi, I would have put them in front of a lion. I said, I don't want to become the Nasi. Now that I'm a Nasi, call her Meli Lered, me to try and remove me. Right, and he matida love kum kum shalom. Basically, I'll burn you with my own hands. There, I just put you in front of a lion. Now, actually, I will pour boiling hot water after you. Right. In other words, look at Rashi. Yeah. Kol amer lered bihimena ani matida love kum kum shalom in betchila. Look at Rashi. Iti sonet rabanut. V'chol amer li alel igdula v'chula. Iti we put in front of an aria. V'achshav she'aliti ligdula. Right? Ani matir alav kum kum shel chamin. See, the two different versions completely, if I understand the Gemara. Yeah. Okay. And how, where does he get that from? Shara, back in the Gemara now. Shara, Shaul, Barach, and Rashul didn't want to become king at the beginning. Right? They didn't want to become king. But Kesheallah, but once he became king, and David was a potential contender to his throne, Bikesh laharog et David. Okay, so that's okay. So now we go back to Asugya. Now that was a little bit of an end of, a dramatic end of to yesterday Asugya. Now we go back. We had Rabbi Meir, right, and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir was the one who learned the whole Sugya, that Chonyo was the one who wanted to become king, and Shimi set him up. And then he ran away to into the Avodah Zorah. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it was Chonyo set up Shimi, and then Chonyo ran away, and it was L'Hashem Hashem. Right? And he brought a pasuk. Right? His pasuk there was, Bayomo Yimizbeach L'Hashem B'toch Eretz Mitzrayim, Matzeva Etzel Gvul Hashem. So Rabbi Yehuda had a pasuk, which said that Chonyo had a basis for going and building his Mizbeach in Mitzrayim, because it was a pasuk in Yeshaya. Right? So now, Amalei Bar Krishna Rabbi Rechiz Rabbi, Rabbi Meir, Hi, cried Rabbi Yehuda, my Avid Leis. Now we got this pasuk in Yeshaya. What does Rabbi Meir do with it? Because Rabbi Meir says it was L'Avodah Zorah. Right? So what did he use? What did he do with Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk? Whose pasuk seems to be clearly saying there will be a Mizbeach built in Mitzrayim. So he said, Lich Detani, we got a brighter. Lachar ma'palato shel Sancharif. After Sancharif had been knocked out, Yatza Chizkiah, right? Chizkiah, the king, was wandering around. Umatza b'nei melachim, Sheyoshvin b'kronot shel zahav. These were the kings, these were like the princes of Sancharif. They were hanging around in these golden chariots. I suppose they were very sort of... Hidiran shelo la'avod avodat kochavim. Right? He basically made them swear that they won't serve Avodah Zorah. Now, I read this morning in those Daf notes, I got it this morning in the email, he adds in there, I don't know what his makor is, he adds in there that he made them, he deranged Avodah Zorah kochavim, and as a result, he let them live. Mm-hmm. In other words, it wasn't just stum that they were, that he said, guys, don't do Avodah Zorah. He warned them. He said, if you don't do Avodah Zorah, if you don't undertake now to cease, maybe there's a note in the Oscar, I didn't see it. Is there a note?
It says there. Add this language.
Let me see that.
Without any citation.
And let them live. Okay, squawk. I didn't see that. Okay. Right, he says, so basically, and let them live, but there's no source for it. I'm not sure where it comes from.
Sanhedrin.
Yeah, I've got Yesharak. Az Yanicham Dichot Shema Yeshaya, by Yom of the 34. Rasha Pish Yudim, Vizmashachis Kachashwara Swam Kiyoshim Beret Yudah. Okay, I'm not sure where that's from. Okay, maybe it's from Sanhedrin. And basically he allowed them to live. So it wasn't just that he stumbled, you know, and that was the conditions. And then, right, Edrash Lord of Kochim, Shenemar, Bayomahu, Yu Chamesh Arim, Eretz Mitzrayim, there'd be five cities in Mitzrayim, Medabrot Svat Knaan, that means Hebrew, right? They would speak Svat Knaan, Venishbaot Lashem Tzvaot. Right, and the Pasuk says like this, let's read the end of the Pasuk. Venishvaot Lashem Tzvaot Ir Haheres Yeamer Leachat. Okay, we'll see what Ir Haheres means in a second. Right? So that is the pasuk that he uses there, and that's his makor. We made it called the pasuk for those kings. Halchu, and what did these kings, these princes do? Halchu l'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim ubanu mizbeach vehelu alav l'shem shamayim. And they went to Alexandria, which again might not necessarily be Alexandria, but they went to Egypt, and they built a mizbeach, vehelu alav l'shem shamayim, and they gave korbanot there for Hashem, shneimar bayom ahu yeh mizbeach l'Hashem betoch eretz Mitzrayim. Okay, so that is Rabbi Meir deals. There, by the way, we saw yesterday as well in the shiur last night that one of the da'ot. Remember I said yesterday if we had time, we'd see Tosfos. We never saw Tosfos. Look at Tosfos for a second. This was according to Rabbi Yehuda's version here of Chonya. So Tosfos says, Taima, Harayesh kan Isur Shchutei Chutz. How could he do it, right? It was the Asur. It was already after the Beit HaMikdash time. You couldn't build him his Beit HaChutz. He says, V'nir'ah, Tosfos says over here. Right? He says, Nir'ah, Delibnei Noach Haya Ma'ala. Right, Anodrim the Darim the Ravot. So he wasn't. It wasn't a mikdash for Jews. Mm-hmm. It was for goyim who wanted to bring korbanot to Hashem. Mm-hmm. There, so he didn't go and do. It wasn't shchut echutz because it wasn't Jews. He was facilitating goyim who had made the Darim the Ravot. One thing, I agree. Whoever's raising eyebrows, right? It's not pashut, But the obvious question is, if you say it was L'shem Hashem, you're stuck with this issue of Shchut Echut. So it's a word, okay. So anyhow, so now we can understand, yeah, these Goyim went to Alexandria, built a Mishpeach, and brought Korbanot. For Goyim, it's fine. Okay. Not of the Kochavim. No, that's taken out. That's Machuk. It's Machuk Betach. Whenever it's in brackets, it's Machuk. That's the idea of Machuk.
Ah,
okay. Right? And if you look at the Mishnah Shasta, it says, Ulai hu meyutar. Ulaihu meyutar. Okay. So now, Ira Harris. Now the pasuk, the Gemara now goes back. Okay, so we saw the end of this pasuk to Ira Harris. So now Ira Harris, Yamelechat. So the Gemara says, my Ira Harris, Yamelechat. What is it? It's a Ketagra Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Lachman Yosef explains, what's Ira Harris? Karta. Karta means a place, right? Karta, the Beit Shemesh. It's a place of the sun. The Atid le Michrav. Right? Which in the future will be destroyed. It amar dehi chade min hon. It is one of those five cities. Right? It's one of those. Right? This Beit Shemesh. Right? One of those cities. We might the Ira Harris lishna de Shim Shehi. How do the Ira Harris means Shemesh? Says dichtiv. Right? The Pasuk says over there. Look at the Pasuk. Ha omer la Harris velo yizrach uvaad kochavim yachtom. You see that Pasuk there says Harris. Harris is the same sort of thing. Right? Harris, right? Right? See, ha omer la Harris velo yizrach. Now, the Pasuk, once we're on the issue here of Psukim from Yeshaya, where is another Pasuk? Havi benai mirachok ubenotai mikatzei haaretz. So the pasuk, the whole pasuk says, Omar letzafon tni, to the north, as I bring, or leteman, to the south, al tichlai. Havi benai mirachok, bring my son from far, ubenotai mikatzei, my daughters from the end of the earth. So the Gemara says like this, what does it mean, benai mirachok ubenotai mikatzei haaretz? It says, Havi benai mirachok, am rav huna. It's like this, Eilu galuyot shel bavel. Benai mirachok bavel. Why are they called banim? Sheda'atan meyushavot alehen kebanim. Right, look at Rashi there. There's a Rashi there, Da'at Zecharim. It's like a bit of a corrupted Dibur HaMatchil. Right? He says, Da'at Zecharim, meyushavot alehen yoter mishel nekevot. I read a whole note that we talk about young kids and boys when they're younger are less troubled than girls when they're younger. Girls have got more problems, girls have got less problems, whatever the case is. And uvenotai mikatzei haaretz. Right, look at Rashi there. B'nai Bavel ein lahem ol malchut. Bavel never already had persecution. Right? Keshar galuyot shebechol arzot. The Jews, they lived pretty well. They had independence, they had autonomy. They weren't, so therefore they could be meyushav. As opposed to other galuyot, where they were always being, troubled by the goyim. Elegot shashar arzot. She'ein dat mishavot len kebana. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chizda. Amar Rabbi Huda Amar Rav. He says like this. Mitzur va'ar kar tigeni makirin et Yisrael v'ravihem shevashamayim. Umitzur klapei ma'arav, umikar digeni klapei mizrach, ein makirit Yisrael. There's a whole argument here, the geography, what is this kar digeni, exactly where it is. Noam told me this morning, they read some comment that there's a whole trade route from Tzur, the Jews left Tzur. It doesn't really work out so well in the Psukim, because the problem here is that we've got Kur, from Kur going east, and kar digeni, and that is actually west of Tzur, if you talk about that. So it's a little bit, Tzur is in Lebanon, right? Tzur is, that's Lebanon. Tzur is to this day. Tzur is a big city in Lebanon, one of the port cities. Right? So that's what he says, but that doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Right? Tzur is. Yeah, so I'm saying, if you see, the article's got a whole long detailed problem of where this, which city this actually is. So he says like this. You've got over here, that we said, that, what did he say? Amrila Amrab Rav Mitzur. Look at Rashi there. Makirin Yisrael. Bichvodan harishon makirin ve'ein machpidan olam. Right, they give respect. Ve'et avihem shma shamayim. Look at the Hagor HaBach that changes that to ma'aminim ba'akadosh baruch hu ve'ein ma'aminim ba'avodat kochavim. Okay, that's Rashi there. So he says, Miku, from that, in that area, from between Tzur and Kar Tegeni. U'mitzur klapei marav, west of Tzur, or east of Kartigeni, ain't makirut Yisrael, but not in Shemashamayim. They don't recognize them. So it seems like it's like a pocket where they recognize Hashem and Am Yisrael, and they respect them, and outside those borders, we're in Dreh. So, Eitiv Rav Shimi Bar Chir Rav, but we got a pasuk that says, Mizrach Shemesh v'ad mevo'o, gadol shmi b'agoyim, v'chom makom muktar mugash nishmi u'mincha tohora. It says, "Become makom." You're just limiting my place now. This pasuk says all over the show. He says, "Amar le Shimi." Look at this. This is Shimi talking to Rav. So he says to him, "Shimi at." Now, the only way I knew how to punctuate this is if you actually look at Rashi. Because Rashi says, look at Rashi, it's the third line of Rashi up there. Rashi says, "Shimi at bitmiya." Right? Question. Atahu Shimi Chacham Gadol. You the clever guy, Shimi. Umaksheri Davaze, you're asking me such questions. Right? And then look at Rashi there. Vyesho Mrim Rav Loyazo Kefenav. Didn't even lift up his eyes. He was always walking around like this, Rav. He was like a modern sort of guy. And suddenly, like, jumps up at Shimi, right? He says, I didn't say that. He says, rather, de karule elaha de elaha. He says, the goyim, it might be Shmi, begoyim uchoma komuktar mugashmi minchat Torah. But the problem here is, elaha de elaha. They call God the God of gods. Now, this troubled me a hell of a lot because firstly, there's no Rashi on this over here. I understand this. There's no amount of Gershom on this stuff at all. So when in doubt and you've got to start looking elsewhere, I found a note here that explains over here that what he means by Elah Dalai, he says this is really what the Rambam speaks about the beginning of Avodah Zorah. That the Goyim recognized that there was a God in the world, but their approach was that God was detached from the world. He was the God of gods. So there was a God, but he was the God of the gods, so to speak. And he detached himself, and there were other gods that ran the world. Right? But this God had nothing to do with the world. He says, that's what that pasuk means. So, there are lots of explanations, but I think that's the simplest way to understand what's going on here. V'cho makom mugdash, muktar mugdash lishmi. He says, in all places, muktar and mugdash lishmi, muktar, how do you say muktar? Laktir, what's the word? No, Muktari is not a keter. Keter is with a kaf. Muktari is like a ktoret. No, what do you have with the word? There's a word like presented. No, that's mugash.
Burnt.
But burning like as a sacrifice. They sacrifice, right? Mishmi, right? So what does it say? B'chol makom salkad. Offer. Thank you. Offer. Right? B'chol makom salkad. What do you mean all over? Right? So I added in here Ella. It's more like Ella. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan. What does it mean? Rather, it means Eilu Tamnei Chachamim, how skim b'Torah b'chol makom, dealing with her all over, and then says Hashem, Ma'aleh ani alehen, keilu maktirinu magishin lishmi. It's actually not the goyim; it's Tamnei Chachamim. They learn Torah. You sit like this. You come to the Yom Shabbat morning. You get the schut of bringing a korban. That's really what it's about. Umincha Torah. And what's mincha Torah? A holy mincha, like a meal offering. Ze halomet Torah b'tahara. Right, you learn Torah b'tara. Look at Rashi at the very last wide lines of Rashi. Torah b'tara, alavu omer lishmi umincha tohora. You see that you learn b'tara. No, say isha. So what's the story? Zeh, he does it in the right order. Halomet Torah b'tara, then no say isha, v'achar kach lomet Torah. Notice that when you marry, you have to learn tahara anymore, right?
Yeah,
right. Then the Gemara carries on. The pasuk shir amalot inei b'chu Hashem. Look at the pasuk in its entirety. Hinei baruch hu et Hashem kol avdei Hashem ha'omdim beveit Hashem ba'leilot. So shir amalot to all those who bless Hashem, all the servants of Hashem, in his house during the night. Right? So the Gemara says, ma ba'leilot? What does it mean ba'leilot? Rabbi Yochanan, elu tavnechem, oskim atura ba'leila. So too, it's guys who learn at night. Ma'aleh ha'ketuv kidu oskim avodah. And then the next pasuk we brought over here is another pasuk of Divrei Yamim. The Gemara brings this whole pasuk just for the last line of the pasuk. See that the whole pasuk is, Hinei ani bone bait l'shem Hashem, I'm building the bait l'shem, Elohei lehagdish lo olaktir lefanav, to serve him and to etc. lefanav, ketoret samim, umarechet tamid, volot laboker, vol erev l'shabbatot l'chodashim, vol omadei Hashem, Eloheinu all the korbanot, lo'olam zot al Yisrael. It says that lo'olam zot al Yisrael. If you look at Rashi, the end of the last wide line, it says, Mikra hu bedivra yamim, it says, and Rashi, and there's a shitter there that Mishra Shas that corrected to Beshlomo. Ubekorbanot mishtatim ve'korbanot de le'olam haim omdim. Right? Ve'echidam mizbeach banui b'shamayim. U'michel omer u'maktir alav. He says, this mizbeach always stands. There's a parallel mizbeach in shamayim. Even if the mizbeach in olam hazeh, in the world is destroyed, mizbeach is up there. He says, lo'olam zot al Yisrael. What do you mean lo'olam zot forever? Amrav gidl, amarav. Ze mizbeach banui. It's a built altar. U'michael sar ha'gadol, and Michael, the great angel, Omed umakriv alav korban. That is Rav Gidl's Amarav's answer. Rav Yochanan, Rav Yitzchak's own version. El Tamei Chachamim. He says, let's stick to this world. How skin be Hilchot Avodah. Okay, that's quite interesting, eh? Because you learn Avodah, right? But the guys who spend their whole lives learning Kochim, even the briskest for one, but I'm saying even before that, the Chofetz Chaim. You know, these they believe that it's important to study Kochim. Look at that. It says, Avodah. מעלה עליהם הכתוב כאילו נבנה מקדש במהם. See that? The מעלה עליו הכתוב, that the Bible אמר בשקיש מה דכתיב זאת התורה לעולה למנחה לחד ושם. It's a great time to ask the question, eh? This was like our archetypal pasuk which we learned the whole of Zvachim and Menachem, right? Then we compared every korban to everything else. We said zot haTorah laolam haMincha lechad. Now the Gemara suddenly says my dichtiv, right then, right? What's this pasuk? So kol haosek baTorah. Look at this. Keilu hikriv ola mincha chatat vaasham. Right? If you did the korban yourself, you learned them, you did them. Amarava, hai la ola la mincha. So obviously, wait a second. This pasuk says here, zot Torah la ola la mincha la chatat v'lasham. La ola la mincha. He says, Rava, that shouldn't be la ola la mincha. It should be hai. It should be ola v'mincha. Right? Not ola la la mincha. It should be ola v'mincha and ola la mincha. Mi ba'ilei. So that's what it should be. Right? Look at Rashi there. Did I have a mashma zot haTorah? He ola v'mincha. Especially the way you explained it now that you get in the schut. Right? He says, "Bibayle el amar Rava kol haosek baTorah, and not sarich. Anyone who learns Torah doesn't need lo ola velo mincha velo asham. The Torah does it all for you. I need korbanot. Right? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, my dichtiv zot Torah hachatat." V'zot Torat ha'asham. What does it mean? This is the Torah of the Chatat and the Asham. He says again, Kol ha'osek baTorah. So Kol ha'osek baTorah Chatat. Anybody who learns about the Chatat, right? Rashi says there, Kegon Seder Kochim Demayri B'Yilchot Avodah. Not just the whole of Seder Kochim, right? Keilu Hikriv Chatat. As if you brought a korban Chatat. V'Kol ha'osek baTorat Asham. Keilu Hikriv Asham. Okay, we're going to end off over here.
Really?
And please go at the Siyum. We'll learn the Mishnah and the Gemara. It's just might as well, like the last sugya. And we'll do it there. And please God, that is end of Masechet Menachot. And tomorrow we start Masechet Chulin. Shatova.